Hey there, friends. It's Nick, and this is episode 472, excuse me, of the Story Hack podcast. It's Boxing Day, so I'm not really expecting you to be listening to this, and I'm certainly not going to talk about business or strategy or work or copywriting or whatever, but I want to talk a little bit, just for a couple of minutes, about life. If you happen to have listened to episodes of this podcast, including number 7, number 45, number 97, number 161, or number 384, you will know about my mate George. And if you haven't, what you need to know about George is that he is probably the most cheerful, positive, life-affirming person I've ever met. And he's also 99 years old. In fact, as I record this, he's actually just 2 months away from being 100. And George was our neighbour for 20 years, our kind of family neighbour, almost a kind of a surrogate granddad to the kids, really, until about 3 years ago, when he could no longer climb the stairs in this very, very tiny cottage that he lived in. And he had to go into a home for safety. And we bought the house next door, the place where I sit and think, the place where I write, the place where I record my videos, all these podcasts. I'm recording them from George's front room, and whatever we've termed this house, whatever we've named this house, where I now I am, the bottom line is, when I finish my cup of tea in the morning and, you know, kiss my wife goodbye, I say, right, I'm going around George's, because this is George's, this place that I'm in. And like I say, he's one of the most positive people, if not the most positive person I've ever known. But this year, as you can imagine, has been a particular challenge for that positivity. Care homes have been particularly hard hit. You know, last year I visited George, I don't know, 15, 20 times. This year, 3 times. But not only that, In the late summer, George fell and broke his hip. I'm laughing because he told me, he said, I was telling someone else to be careful when I fell over. He did a face palm. If you can imagine a 99-year-old guy doing a face palm, that's what he did. He went into hospital. He was operated on. Of course we were concerned. Of course, George came out of it within a week and he's back in the home. Then they get locked down because some of the staff were tested positive for coronavirus. Then George gets coronavirus. And it's difficult to articulate, actually. I mean, I'm one of those guys who prides himself on finding the words, but it's tough for me to articulate how I felt when I heard that, because for me, a 99-year-old who'd recently been in hospital, much less mobile than usual, catching coronavirus, I thought we were going to lose him. But no, of course, he Georged it out. He Georged it out and he came through coronavirus without ever having to go into hospital. And in some sense, my Christmas present came early because I got to see George a few hours ago. Now, I'm recording this, even though it's Boxing Day, I'm recording this on the 23rd of December. And like I said, I'm not here to talk about work or strategy or copywriting. I'm here to talk about something really fundamental that, for me, George embodies. And that's the most simple of ideas. It's making the best of it, whatever it is. Because one thing is certain. You know, I mean, I won't live to be 99. But I hope to live for a long time. I hope to live for a long time yet. But as we get older, you know, bits of us fall off. Bits of us wear out. You know, and hopefully, as our wisdom increases, at least, Our bodies perhaps are not quite as strong as they used to be. And there are things now that I can't do that I used to be able to do. And this is just a fact of life, right? So what are we going to do? You know, do we shout at the rain or do we get an umbrella? George's fantastic example to me and to my children of how to grow old gracefully is a real, I think a genuine blessing, not just to know him, not just to be a mate of his, not just to go and have a laugh, which is what I did earlier on, to our two old farts shouting at each other through a pane of glass, you can imagine. But to see the grin on his face, even though he's frailer than he was. You know, he's been through some stuff this year, but still making jokes, still smiling, still making the best of it. You know, and whatever happens, I mean, he is amazing, but 99 is 99, right? You know, I think we spend a lot of time thinking about business, about strategy, about how we're going to get what we need to get to be happy. But George is just happy because he takes whatever he has and he makes the best of it. You know, and that's not just luck. You know, that is the practical approach. Because life doesn't care what you think about it. You know, you can't change aging by being angry at it. But you can change your perception of the world, of your life, by making the best of it like George does. And this, of course, is a classic Stoic idea, but I don't think George has ever heard of Stoicism. But it doesn't matter, because he embodies it. And I hope to embody it too, one day. Thanks for listening. And remember, your story means business.